Okay, I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, January 4th, 2016, at 9:03 a.m. I don't believe we have any public comment. Commission remarks?
We have a couple of things that I wanted to state. I think one of them is covered under this agenda item, flood waivers. And I'll wait for the discussion on that. I think Mr. Chris Burnt was here for that part of it, but there was some more details. I think that was kind of a flood waivers can pertain to just the paperwork that needs to take place. But anyway, that's the only thing I had on the agenda.
All right. Accounts payable.
The question came up because I guess the budget hasn't been signed yet. It hasn't been presented to us yet to be signed, has it?
No.
So do we want to, there's nothing pressing in there that needs to take place. Do we want to wait until we actually sign the budget?
Until next Monday.
Until next Monday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or do you want to go ahead and prove it knowing that?
No, we can just wait. I don't think there's
so
anything.
Move the table accounts payable until next Monday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes.
Approval of the regular session minutes of December 21st. Let's see, December the 31st, and then December the 19th is also in there. And executive session minutes of December the 21st and December the 28th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Flood waivers.
Go ahead. Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hey, you all know we have this flood going on now for a little over a week in various areas in at least three of the municipalities, Branson, Hollister, and Rockaway Beach, quite a bit in the unincorporated areas in the county. We have pretty good assessment of what areas we have issues with. And in the county, it's probably mostly four areas. Foggy River Road, the end of Lakeshore Drive, Highway 176 east of Rockaway Beach, and the end of Y Highway. For those, and I don't know if you want to do for all of them, these people are, they're starting their cleanup now. They have a lot of debris. If they have to rip out carpet, rip up sheetrock out of their buildings, try to rebuild and get going on it. And obviously we want to make sure that debris don't get just dumped somewhere, but it gets put in the transfer station or it just gets hauled off properly, not thrown beside the road somewhere. So what we had done in the past, we had opened up for those people, let them dump at the transfer station without a charge. And the other thing we had done at one point is provided some dumpsters. At least I believe that was us doing that in the Foggy River Road area. And I'm not sure we did anywhere else. But I didn't know if the county commission could do something, both things or one thing, again, for these, the flood victims of this flood.
I think that the owners of the different trash hauling companies, I think they provided dumpsters. I don't know that how many that I know Hollister, the city of Hollister has, and Branson at one point did. I don't know how the county did that, Brandon, and I you weren't here for the first part of that, so I don't know how exactly that operated, but we did put those dumpsters out, and when we put waivers down there, they had a form that they had to fill out with addresses so that we just didn't have everybody coming in. And those addresses were in those flood-prone areas.
Correct.
And so okay, and then this is the little...
That's the waiver. Yeah.
That's the waiver, actually, that they have on here. It talks about the total cost of... is documented per tonnage, and the time and the date of the document, and...
okay, did they fill that out at the transfer station when they get there, or how did we do that?
I believe that's how they do that.
Okay. That's what. That's all I remember them doing when they went to the transfer station.
Right, and
we just need to vote to approve the
waiver.
The waiver.
Now,
the
do we?
Says, the date says January 4th, 2015, so we might want to change that.
Yeah.
And there's a line at the bottom there, Danny. If you can read it, it says something about the we allow it to go until such and such date, and that's left blank. So, what date do you guys want to go to?
Last time, I think we set that out for a month or something like that, and then it had to go over, extended. But I would rather set it for a specific time, and then if we have to extend it, go ahead and extend it. Maybe that pushes in them getting something done. Because a lot of them just piled it out in front of the and then waited till the time was up and then wanted to dump. So I think is a month... Or does that overload the transfer station, or do you want to do 6 weeks or something like that?
Oh, the majority of the people are probably going to get out of there now.
Yeah.
They're going through there, and they've already got everything.
Yeah.
A lot of them already have stuff sitting out ready. To, and I know there's some dump trailers going down there from individuals to take it out. So.
Do you want to approve some, and like I said, it's not on here, but do you want to approve some dumpsters? I think that's the haulers that actually do that. Provide those, and they keep track of the tonnage, and then we pay for it.
Correct. That is correct. But I mean, the county pays for it.
Right. Now, but I'm thinking they supply the dumpsters.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't think there was any charge for the dumpsters. There was charge for what they hauled off and let them have. Am I right about that? Is that? I see we have a representative here from one of the.
I'm with Public Services, and we've done this with the county the last two or three floods, tornadoes. What you guys have done in the past, what we've done, we extend a rate that's just for the haul only, and vouchers were provided either through the city or through you all to the resident, and they would give us a voucher to take to the transfer station at that time. And we would haul the voucher in with our load.
With your dumpster?
Yeah, with our dumpster.
Yeah.
Resident or the city would pay for whoever had ordered the dumpster would pay for the haul of the dumpster.
Right.
Haul only, no tonnages, no weights.
And no delivery fee, it was just the $150, or $200, whatever it is.
We're doing $250 as long as it's like within like the city's proper for just a haul rate. Normal dumpster like that would run about $450.
Okay. So do you want to make a motion for approval?
How many of the county affected areas? You got Foggy River,
It's at 176 east of Rockaway, end of Y Highway. Was there one other?
End of Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive.
The end of it, yeah. I think last time, do you remember, I think all we've done was Foggy River. The 176 and in the Y Highway, I have to double check how many people would need that. And the end of Lakeshore, I would have to
Chris, why don't you do that for us?
Find out how many you need.
Yeah, find out how many you need and present that to the county commission. You go ahead and we'll do that on a call-in or something.
Why don't we go ahead and just approve it and let him get what he needs?
Get whatever you need on it.
Okay.
That's the way we'll do it. So a motion to.
Motion.
Go ahead.
Move to approve the flood waiver from January 4th, 2016 until February 4th, 2016 and allow Chris Burnt to order trash
dumpsters.
Dumpsters, okay, the proper term, trash dumpsters for the areas he feels that needed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We get the special coverage on that from the news media, and then that way we can, the people will know, other than hauling that stuff out there.
County-owned property.
Do you know who put that on the agenda?
Our office put it on there. And what it is, we've got a letter from Mr. Cotty on the selling of county-owned property. We've got a bid on one, and I guess we just need to approve it. We can sell the piece of property.
What, as we look at that, what is that? Is that looks like a narrow lot, but it looks like it's all cleared.
Is that over in Merriam Woods?
At Venice on the Lake.
Venice on the Lake.
Is that a piece that we acquired through non-payment of taxes?
I believe it is.
Let me ask a question, and I don't even know whether it pertains to this. When we have all these properties and somebody puts a bid in on one, is it a time frame that's set up that needs to be approved so that if there's other bidders, once they become available for bid, somebody comes in and requests it, it's available for bid at that time. Do we need to put a couple of weeks or something on that for it to be advertised in the paper, or
what's the letter from Frankson?
You can look at it here.
The only thing I remember was we gave Mike the ability, we voted on it, gave Mike the ability to negotiate pricing.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to come back to us, I think, and talk to us about, and then if we agreed on it, then just do it. But I don't remember. Is that this property or is that a different one?
That's all of them.
I think all of them.
But do you think that's, what I'm saying is, do you think that's a fair price for a piece of ground that ties maybe two pieces of property together? I mean, the paperwork is more than that bid is. Is there a time frame that should be, once the piece of property is brought up for bid, or there is a bid placed on a piece of property, then we have 2 weeks or something to contact the news media or whatever and let them go through the bid process properly? Trying to be fair to everybody.
I thought it had been it's been advertised on the website already through the collector's office.
Okay.
If people knew they could buy a piece of property for $25, I'd say they'd have a lot more people wanting to buy it.
Unless that's in a high line.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the property.
On each side of it, or if it's some.
Mike, did you negotiate, or did you just? Was there a bid? I don't know how.
It just came in.
Okay.
It just come in.
Well, I think you.
Is there anyone here to represent this piece of property, or wanting to buy this piece of property? I think we need to.
Mike, I think you need to talk with them and find out what. Yeah.
Maybe even review the property.
Yeah, and negotiate. I mean, because if you read what the statutes allow us to do, to have an ex officio. Anyways, I would probably look into that a little bit more and see if you can.
And I'm all for selling it, getting it back on the tax rolls. But I'm just like you. When you see that small amount, you wonder what the connection is. Is there a piece of property with two owners, or one owner on both sides, or something like that? So I'm willing to do that. I just don't know the proper procedure to do it.
Yeah, I don't care to go ahead and investigate a little further and see.
And make sure they're aware it's a quitclaim deed, not a warranty deed. The purchaser of the property will get a quitclaim deed.
Okay.
I thought Sheila might accidentally come in on and visit with us on this, but I don't know. But that's all right. You can do some more investigating on it, bring it back to the commission, and if you go out there and it's a cleared lot for the full length of that, then you probably need to look at the cost of it, because it looks to me like it's in an easement of some kind. But you wouldn't have a cleared strip all the way across all of them, so.
$40 by $160. Okay. That's the dimensions.
All right.
All right.
Looks like we'll have to recess till this bid opening.
Yeah, we will recess until 9:30.